ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పస్ బై శిల ప్రభుపాద్. శిల ప్రభుపాద్కి పురేషు హోలీ ప్లేసెస్ లైక్ అయోధ్య. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: హీ బిగాన్ టు ట్రావెల్ అలోన్ థింకింగ్ ఓన్లీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ through holy places like Ayodhya, Dwarka and Mathura. He travelled where the air, hill, orchard, river and lake are all pure and sinless, and where the forms of unlimited decorate the temple. Thus he performed the pilgrim's progress. Purport by Srila Prabhupada: these archer forms of the Lord may be considered idol by the atheist, but that does not matter for persons like Vidura or his many other servants. The forms of the Lord are mentioned here as Ananta Linga. Such forms of the Lord have unlimited potency, the same as that of the Lord himself. There is no difference between the potencies of the archer and those of personal forms of the Lord. The example of the post office, post box and post office may be applied here. The little post boxes distributed all over the city have the same potency as the postal system in general. The duty of the post office is to carry letters from one place to another. If one puts letters in the post boxes authorized by the general post office, the function of carrying letters is performed without a doubt. Similarly, the Archa Murti can also deliver the same unlimited potency of the Lord as when he is personally present. Vidura therefore could see nothing but Krishna in his different archa forms, and ultimately he was able to realize Krishna alone and nothing else. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanam Timirandhase Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miltam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమైన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత్పత్కమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగన రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగనలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే. తప్త కాంచన్ గౌరాంగి శ్రీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ఆమి హరి ప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరు భృక్ష కృపా సింధు భయేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. నమం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి. హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే ఇస్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్స్ ఎట్ 3:118. వెన్ ఐ రెడ్ దిస్ వర్స్ 2-3 టైమ్స్ ఎస్పెషలీ దిస్ వర్డ్ click me, he began to travel alone. So one can be alone and feel lonely. That's quite natural. One can be in crowd and still feel lonely. Has it any time happened to someone? We are in crowd and feeling lonely, in the sense, maybe sometime in airport or sometime in railway station, or even in sometimes in a temple, big festivals are there, but one is feeling lonely or spaced out, something like that. many times we go to sometimes Mayapur also, so big, 10,000 devotees, Prabhu, 10,000 devotees, but still one is feeling lonely. But here Vidura is traveling alone. He began to travel alone, but he was not feeling lonely because of the deeper connection with Krishna. He was everywhere seeing Krishna. So therefore, because he was connected to the source, so not at all feeling lonely. And in fact, like I just read somewhere, it's a book named Living Name, in which Satchidananda Swami writes, alone but in best company. So one is chanting holy name, one is chanting japa. So one may be alone, but in the best company, in the best company of the best friend. So that gives a, what you say, impetus to sometimes wake up early, chant some rounds before Mangal Arati. Or even in the japa period also we can chant, but sometimes, some days in a year, maybe just taking out time to just be alone in the best company. So, I mean, unless and until one can see the hand of Krishna, renunciation is never complete. That is the difference between the Falgu Vairagya and the Yukta Vairagya, which Rupa Goswami gives. Falgu Vairagya, what is this? The monkey renunciation, which we call generally Markat Vairagya or Falgu Vairagya. It seems like that one is very much renounced. But still there are so many desires of the bhog, tyag and siddhi. Either bhukti, either... there are so many latent desires still lying, seeds of the desire lying, of the enjoyment or the extreme reverse, like the tyag, which is like, futile renunciation, or siddhi, maybe going back home, back to Godhead just to enjoy. Because it sounds like a good proposal that we can enjoy in the back to Godhead. So going back to Godhead with the intention of like enjoyment. So, bhukti, mukti, siddhi. So, one may be very much renounced outside. But these are the seeds, these are like the desires which are still like in the heart. And I mean, so in that way, renunciation is never complete. In fact, somewhere, sometimes in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy especially, such renunciation is said to be like a covered atheism. it's like a Markat Vairagya, it's like a Falgu Vairagya, so it's like a, it looks like a very, it may look like a devotion, but it is like a atheism, covered atheism in the sense, that Falgu Vairagya. So, unless and until one is able to see the hands of Krishna, renunciation can never be complete. So, that is the essential point. And Vidura was able to see the hand of Krishna. And for him particularly, the life came to a decisive point. Like when Duryodhan, he was already boiling. Duryodhan was daily insulting him. Daily there were like these things. And finally the boiling point came when Duryodhan spoke so much like ill words. This like son of the maid servant who told him to come here like that. And then he left the bow and then he left. So that was like a decisive point. So in the life of the many great saints, these decisive points come. Okay, now I have to take decision. Enough is enough. Now I have to take decision. I mean, for me, it reminded of the Srila Prabhupada's decisive point. When he was like, when he finally asked his wife, I mean, do you want me or tea? And though she said in a joking word, that if I have to choose between tea and my husband, then definitely I would choose tea. But for Srila Prabhupada, that was the decisive point. Just like for Vidura, he left the bow and the end. Similarly, like Srila, I mean, for me, this I was reflecting. And especially recently when we had a wonderful drama by Pandav Sena. So therefore, this was also the reason of why I was like reflecting on like that Prabhupada's life. So there's a very beautiful bhajan which Prabhupada wrote. Vrindavan dhame ami, vase achi ek. In which Prabhupada is writing his feelings of the same mood almost. He is saying, Vrindavan dhame ami, vase achi ek. E bhavana madhe madhe de more dek. He is praying to Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, as I sit here alone, in your holy abode of Vrindavan dham, absorbed in the falling thoughts and meditation, kindly appear before me. Ache more stri putra kanya nati sab, kintu artha nahi bali vipala vaibhava. I have a wife, son, daughter, grandchildren and everything. But since now I am without any wealth, everything is considered a failure. All these so-called opulences are now simply sources of frustration. So, I mean, even there was like a Shankaracharya's like Bhajgovindam. There also like Shine Punye Kaha Kama. Shine Vitte Kaha Kama. It says like when there is no money, then what is the, I mean, then where is the lust? Where is the, I mean, like so-called love, worldly love, when there is no money? So when the pockets are empty, then what is the meaning of love? So-called lust and love of the world are only when you have the money. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Prakritir nagna rupa dekhale Shri Krishna, tava kripa balle aje hai chai vitrishna. And then he's praying to Lord Krishna. My dear Lord Shri Krishna, you have so kindly revealed to me the naked form of your material energy, the naked truth of material energy. And today by your causeless mercy, I have lost all taste for material enjoyment. And then he quotes the famous verse, Yasyam aham anugrahami harishyat dhanam shane. That basically, this is what verse which Krishna says, to whomsoever I bestow benediction, the first thing I do is to take away all the opulences. And that is what is happening with the Vidura. Krishna is bestowing his special mercy upon Vidura. And the same thing can be seen in the life of Srila Prabhupada, that how Krishna practically like took everything. And in that way, Krishna brings a devotee to his knees practically. I mean, when one becomes so desperate that Krishna, I want you only. And this decisive point comes in life of the many devotees. For example, like is a like ninth canto, Yayati Maharaj Prasang comes. Yayati was enjoying with the Devyani, and he was enjoying for 1,000 years. And then one day he came just like that too, and he spoke a wonderful story to the Devyani regarding a she-goat, he-goat and she-goat. And then that story goes. And then he said that now I will go to the forest. And I will, so then if somebody asks what you will do by going to the forest, oh, I will talk with the birds and birds and like trees and like that. And I will, of course, take the shelter of the Lord there. So that way, like he spoke his determination. Then Shukdev Goswami writes a very beautiful verse. It might be astonishing for somebody. Yeah, he was enjoying for 1,000 years. And how come he at once renounced? Then it says, actually Yayati was still a devotee even while enjoying, and he was used to hear the, what do you say, different pastimes of Lord from the different devotees. And once he heard the story of Ambarish Maharaj, and then he became determined that I am also a king and Ambarish is also a king. And look how Ambarish utilizes his whole life, and I am just like here in the simply enjoying life. Of course, enjoyment can be there, but for some time. But I'm still keeping dragging it. So then he got the determination. And then Shukdev Goswami says, he left the home like Jat Paksha Iva Khaga. Just like you have seen the baby birds, they are chirping. But then they try to fly. But they are not able to fly because wings are not there. But now, Yayati's wings has grown. Now Yayati's wing has grown. Earlier wings were not there. So now he flew away. He flew from his home. So, for any renunciation to be complete, there has to be a bitter experience. Generally, there has to be bitter experience and a better experience. So that better experience Vidura is having by traveling, though alone, but by seeing the hand of Krishna and having the association of Krishna. And so he's traveling, and usually traditionally the sadhus used to walk a lot, especially when they go to any pilgrimages. They used to walk, and the walking is the best recreation, which is being told by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And even Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that for a devotees, walking is the best recreation. So just walking and being with the holy name, absorbing the mind on Krishna, and thereby seeing the beautiful places of the where Lord performed the pastimes, or where Lord, basically the different deities of the Lord are there, different archa forms of the Lord are there. Usually, Narottam Das Thakur says, "Tirtha Yatra Bhram, Tirtha Yatra Shram, Kevala Mano Dharma." Narottam Das Thakur, the famous poet, has said that if one goes to the different places of pilgrimage, then he is doing so much like effort, but that is only like mental speculation. So this type of tirthyatra, in which we just go for the sightseeing, and even in the places of pilgrimage, we are looking for luxurious life. So such sort of tirthyatra is condemned, especially in Kali Yuga, by Narottam Das Thakur, who is a great poet. So, but then here, what is the difference between the tirthyatra condemned by Narottam Das Thakur and the tirthyatra done by Vidura here? Any thoughts? Sir? He is walking alone. So, but like, what is the difference between, First of all, like, he is not hoping for any luxury, so that way it's like he's like a single pointed there, like looking only for Krishna, because luxuries are generally basically distraction. For example, nowadays, even if you go to the Badrinath or like even the mountains, everywhere you will find so many like luxury hotel in the Badrinath, spa, just enjoy. If you go to Rishikesh, oh my God, Rishikesh has become just like a tourist place. But it was supposed to be like the place where it's like Rishikesh. It's the name of Krishna. It's a place where we engage our senses in the service of Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesh Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. But if we go to Rishikesh, before even the boundary comes, all these advertisements, river rafting, and there are many different types of river rafting there. One is from the Shiva, something like a something. One is from one point, one is from the other point. So many advertisements of river rafting and like spas and whatnot. Jumping in the river like that. So this type of tirthyatras and all this like for sightseeing is condemned. But like if one is like going with the single-pointed focus, looking for Krishna, and especially with the like-minded devotees, like as it is being said by Rupa Goswami, Swajate Signaste Bhagavad Bhajan. Like one should perform the Bhagavad Bhajan in the association of like-minded devotees. So those who are sharing the same mood, the same intensity, then it becomes even more sweet. There can be many devotees, but like with the particular devotees who are sharing the same mood and same intensity, that becomes even more sweet. And most of the devotees, when even Lord himself went to the pilgrimage, he showed by the example. Just like Nityananda Prabhu went for the pilgrimage before Gaurang Mahaprabhu came. Yesterday we celebrated Balram Purnima. Lord Balram went to pilgrimage. When the battle of Kurukshetra was going on, Lord Balram was like, okay, he tried to stop the battle, but he could not. And then he went for the pilgrimage. I mean, he said that, okay, these brothers are fighting. I don't want to be part of this fighting. And so Lord Balram went on the pilgrimage. Lord Nityananda went on pilgrimage. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went. Of course, his pilgrimage was like more of like preaching. So, therefore, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur also speaks, like, Gaur Amar Jesab Sthane Karila Brahman Range Sesab Sthana Hiribu Ami Pranay Bhakat Sange. That wherever my Lord or Chaitanya has traveled, there I will go and travel along with the Pranay Bhakata Sange. Those devotees who are sharing the same attachment for the Lord with me. So not like we can go with all any devotee, but like in the sense like Pranay Bhakata Sange, the like-minded devotees. So then it's like it makes sweet, this tirthyatras and like that. And here, another like point is like that, here, this verse is being spoken about the Dwapar Yug. And so, in the Dwapar Yug, what was the main form of like self-realization? Deity worship. And so, it's being said that he went to the thousands of temples where the unlimited decorated temples. So there were thousands of temples, especially in Dwapar Yuga. And the deity worship was done in a very elaborate way in the Dwapar Yuga. And then there were like air, hill, orchard, river and lake are all pure and sinless. Especially people had that much sense in the Dwapar Yuga not to commit sin in the Tirtha. One can commit sin in wherever, in his home or in wherever in his office, but at least in the Tirtha, a place of pilgrimage, one should avoid committing sins. So that much sense was there. But nowadays, like we see even the Tirthas, like it's like a people go purposefully there to leave their sin and to commit some extra also, like that. It's being said, I can't remember the exact verse. Anne kshetre kritam papam tirtha kshetra, like it's so, and then tirtha kshetre kritam papam praja kshetra bhavishyati. That if one does some pap, some sin in other places, then generally in the tirtha kshetra, that sin is vanquished. But if one commits sin in the tirtha, then it becomes like a vraj, it becomes like a vraja, like it becomes like a very, very strong, that impression of committing sin in the tirthas. So this is how, so these are some of the things like how one should go for the pilgrimage, some tits and bits, like in the sense like one should be like a very much focused minded, looking only for Krishna and not luxuries, and avoid sins there, and going with the like-minded devotees and seeking the saintly association. Otherwise, like even like Bhagavatam says that if one goes to the pilgrimage without seeking the association of saintly person, then that mentality is simply like a cow and an ass. Like, because like, there's not much benefit there without seeking the saintly person, without having darshan of the Vishnu deities, the Krishna deities there, and absorbing the mind, the places of pilgrimage like that. And then when one goes with these types of devotees, and then it leaves a very strong impression on the mind. And here regarding Srila Prabhupada is quoting his famous analogy of the post box and post office. Nowadays we have this post box and post office. I don't think so. It's active here in London. It's still active. Okay. In India, like it's active in some villages and some cities also, but not very much used. So the same example that if one puts like a letter in a post box, then it reaches the destination. But it has to be authorized post box. So similarly, the Arsha forms mentioned here are the one like which are like authorized in the sense when a pure devotee invites the Lord to be in the present in the Arsha form, so then it has a special significance. Just like here, Shri Radha Gokulananda. Shri Radha Gokulananda was invited by Srila Prabhupada to come here. So that has like special significance. And these Arsha forms to which Vidur went, those were like, most of them were like pastime places. For example, he went to Ayodhya. Has anyone been to Ayodhya? Okay. So what are the pastime places, or what is the famous deities there? Ram Janmabhumi. And anyone, anything else? No, Ram Janmabhumi only. Sita Ram. Okay. So in that way, Ayodhya is there. Then Dwarka. Anybody went to Dwarka? Dwarka. Though you have to do Dwarka also. Dwarka, what are the pastime places or what are the famous deities there? Lord Krishna and Rukmini. And then there's some place like where like gopis, the dust is also there. There's a place where the dust of the gopis can be found. And deities of the Satya Bhama is also there. Who has been to Jagannath Puri? So what are the famous deities in the Jagannath Puri? Tota Gopinath, like, so when one goes to Tota Gopinath, so one can absorb the mind there. And even right now sitting here also, we can go to Tota Gopinath. And we can just remember that how these beautiful deities were worshipped by Gadadhar Pandit. And especially in the Mangal Arati, we can request the Pujari to just like, so that we can see that mark from where Tota Gopinath was standing, but Gadadhar Pandit was unable to garland him. So he sat down in the love of Gadadhar Pandit. So the same mark is also there. So then that way we can remember, like, what are the other deities or pastime places in Jagannath Puri? Jagannath Temple, of course. Then Narendra Sarovar, huh? Patit Pavan, Jagannath. Gambhira, where Lord Chaitanya was there. Other pastime places. Narendra Sarovar, Jagannath Vallabh Garden, that famous place. Sakshi Gopal, Jagannath Vallabh Garden, the famous place where Lord gave the mercy to Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Sakshi Gopal, Samadhi of Haridas Thakur. So in that way, one can absorb in so many different places. There in Jagannath Puri. There is one well from where the water came. What's the name of the well? Permanent Puri well. Okay. And then there is a... And then we, okay, so they are certifying it. Like that. So then there is like a place mentioned here, Mathura. So Mathura, what are the famous deities there in Mathura? Keshavji deities. Like the Keshavji deities, like they were the... Like Lord Chaitanya also had the darshan of Keshavji deities, Ram Janmabhoomi, yes? Mathura. Now we are in Mathura. Now Jagannath Puri gone. Mathura... In Mathura, like, of course, Keshavji deity is like that. Then there's a place and it's Bhuteshwar Mahadev, where one can have the Shivji of which Lord Chaitanya had darshan. Basically, there are like four main Shiva deities famous in the Braj Mandal: Bhuteshwar, Chakleshwar, Gopeshwar, and Kameshwar. And like that. So there are four famous deities of the Shivji famous, Shivling famous in the Braj. And then there is when we go to the Yamuna River, then there is a Vishram Ghat where Lord Chaitanya came and took rest. And then there is Ambarish Tila where Ambarish Maharaj did this Ekadashi Vrat. So, and there's deities of Yamuna Devi. So one can actually pray to these pastime places and these deities. And the Prabhupada is saying that they have the same they can deliver the same unlimited potency of the Lord when he was personally present. And then on the bank of Yamuna, there is a famous place where Dhruv Maharaj did his austerities. So there is known as Dhruv Tila and Dhruv Ghat, where Dhruv Maharaj used to take bath. 3 times a day he used to take bath. So he used to come from the Madhuvan all the way to the Dhruv Ghat. So when we were there, we were actually on the Braj Mandal Parikrama, so we were walking. And then we calculated at how many kilometers Dhruva had to come every day, 3 times a day, taking bath in that river Yamuna. And and there's the deities of Yamuna and Yamraj also there, on the Vishram Ghat. Similarly, one can go to the Kame one, there one can have the deities of Vrinda Devi. And just we were absorbing ourselves in this famous bhajan, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, all these days. So that's why I chose this theme, we can also remember all these places being here in the Bhagavatam class. Now who has been to Govardhan? Govardhan, I think lots of devotees would have been. So of course by hearing this, you may also get some inspiration to go sometime to these places, at least once in a lifetime, to go to these pilgrimages with the devotees, Govardhan, Mathura, Vrindavan, Mayapur, like that. So in Govardhan, Govardhan, from where do we start the parikrama? Yeah, there can be two ways to start parikrama, either through the Radha Kund, or we can start from the Dan Ghatis. Let's start from the Kusum Sarovar. So first of all, what place comes? Kusum Sarovar. There is a famous deity known as Radha Ban Bihari. So this was the pastime when Krishna actually Radharani was plucking flowers for the Suryadev worship, and then Krishna said that this is my forest, this is my garden. And then there was quarrel between the lovers quarrel there. And then finally Krishna basically placed some flowers in the Radharani's braid and basically hairs. And then that place became famous as Radha Ban Bihari, the place of the pastimes of Radha Ban Bihari. One who takes pleasure in the forest in that way, in the Ban. So there's like famous deities of Radha Ban Bihari. Then if one goes further, then on the left hand side there is a Narad Kund, where Narad Muni performed austerities, and then there's a like a Narad Van, the forest where Narad Muni stayed. Then there is like a Ratna Singhasan, where like a Ratna Singhasan, and then there is like Gwal Pokhar, where the cowherd boys used to like go and enjoy in the Govardhan. Then comes Mansi Ganga. Mansi Ganga, Haridev, like then it's a temple of like Haridev. This Haridev is the like deity which is being said that if you don't take darshan of the Haridev deity, then the Govardhan Parikrama is not complete. And there's like Haridev deity, then there's Chakleshwar Mahadev, where Sanatan Goswami did his bhajan and like that. Chakleshwar Mahadev, and then he was being tormented by the mosquitoes. So then Lord told to the basically Chakleshwar Mahadev told to the mosquito deity of the mosquito, like whoever takes care of the mosquitoes, that don't disturb Sanatan Goswami. And there are so many kundas there, like Brahma Kunda, where Brahma basically did abhishek of Krishna. And then if one goes further, then there is like what is known as Dan Ghati, where the pastime of like Krishna taking like what do you say, Krishna demanding the toll tax from the comes there. Then if one goes further, then there's a Dan Nivartan Kund. So one day the gopis promise, okay, we will give you toll tax, but we will give it tomorrow. So then there is a place known as Dan Nivartan Kund. So there Krishna is waiting, okay, gopis will give toll tax tomorrow, but tomorrow never came. So there's a Dan Nivartan Kund. And then one goes further, there is like a Anyor, where Krishna was taking offerings from all the Brajvasis, and he was asking that, give me more. And that village became known as Anyor. Give me more. Sometimes we also try to imitate Krishna while taking prasadam. Give me more. But then afterwards we have stomach upset or indigestion. And then you have to call the doctors to take help for the indigestion and like that. So of course, we cannot imitate Krishna, and then there's a like place known as Aniyur. And then if one goes further, then there's a place like where the Gopal Dev deities were came. And then Sankarshan Kund is there. There Lord Balram deities are there. And then there's Gobind Kund, where Madhavendra Puri went, and the famous pastime happened when a boy came and gave him the milk. And if we go further, then there is Indra Kund, where Indra performed abhishek and begged forgiveness from Krishna for devastating like Vrindavan. So Indra did the abhishek. In the Govind Kund, all the demigods did the abhishek. Then Airavat Kund is there, where like Indra's carrier, who was like Airavat, the elephant, he did the abhishek. And then there is like Surabhi Kund, where Surabhi, the cow, which is in the spiritual world, she did the abhishek of Krishna, and she just told that, Krishna, you are like our protector. So in that way, one goes further, then there is like Rudra Kund, where the whole parikrama goes, and then one can go to the Udhav Kund, Radha Kund, Sham Kund, like that, so many places are there to absorb the mind. And the same absorption we can carry to wherever we are living, in our preaching fields, in our homes and like that. So this is the purpose of the pilgrimage, to absorb our mind in the remembrance of Krishna, and to chant and hear about Krishna there in the association of like-minded devotees, and to carry that remembrance. So here Vidura is going on the pilgrimage, and so he is like... Therefore, he could see nothing but Krishna in his different archa forms. And ultimately, he was able to realize Krishna alone and nothing else. So that way, because he was focused, so he got that. He could realize Krishna alone and nothing else. So it depends upon our intensity whenever we go to any pilgrimage or whenever we like do any spiritual activity though. So these were some of the thoughts on this verse. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any questions or comments? Yeah. If the microphone is... Anyways, you can speak. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So you mentioned at the beginning, you know, sometimes we can feel lonely, even in a crowd of people, or even in Mayapur, and even in an ashram, like surrounded by devotees, even though like we share the same room, we take breakfast, we do service together, but still we feel lonely. So if we say also that one of the most important things is the association of devotees, but we feel alone in the association of devotees, there must be something that we are missing or something. So what is it? Like what's wrong? How is it possible?
Usually it is like being in the association of devotees. I mean, we can be in association of devotees, but still Krishna is not in center. It can be so. For example, we can be in association of devotees, but whenever we meet, we are discussing what is wrong with the other devotees. This can be the famous topic of discussion. Like we meet devotees and then we are discussing, okay, you know, this we can discuss the famous gossip of ISKCON, the famous controversy of ISKCON, or even outside, what is going on the news, or what is wrong with this person, what is wrong with that person. We can discuss like that. So many times, even in the association of devotees, if we are not focused, then we miss the point. So Srila Prabhupada, I think, spoke to Yamuna Mother Yamuna, 200. We can be with the 2 devotees and still we can be Krishna conscious with the Krishna in center, or we can be with the 200 devotees, but still Krishna cannot be in center. Now, there is nothing fault with the other devotees though. There is nothing fault with the other 198 devotees. Like if we are in the 200 devotees association, there is nothing wrong with that 198 devotees, but we have to be focused. And we have to we discuss Krishna only. As far as possible, our talks should be Krishna conscious. And to elevate others, to encourage others. There is lots and lots of discouragement is already there. There is so much discouragement by the mind. Our mind rebels when we come to Krishna consciousness. Oh, what are these rules and regulations? Oh, why prasadam is today again late, why 20 minutes? There's so many way our mind rebels. And look at this devotee. He has not cleaned this place. There can be so many distractions, and in so many ways the mind rebels. So many ways our body rebels to catch to the schedule, the extended schedule of the festivals, or extended schedules of the services. So there's already so much discouragement, and so we need not add further to the discouragement. Let us spread encouragement in amongst the devotee association. That was some of the thoughts. And when we have missed the point, then we really feel empty inside, even amongst the devotee association. It can so happen.
You know what? You simply are not situated properly. That's what it is. It's not situated properly. That's all. Devotees are here. So many around, and I'm here. My heart is never blind to that, or my heart never enters to that, and this never enters my heart. It means you are not situated properly. Very simple. So it doesn't matter what you do. So beginning first is situate yourself properly, so that your heart is there. If it's not, maybe you have to find a wife or something.
Yeah, so being situated properly, so that the heart is there. No, not only the body and mind is there. Yeah. Thank you. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said that if one can think that one can live outside devotee association and make advancement, then one is in hallucination. So therefore he said, 2 or 200, if at least there should be one devotee you can find in so, among so many devotees with whom we can gel in.
Just a question about deity worship. You mentioned that in Dwarapa Yuga it's a lot more elaborate. But this seems quite elaborate, you know, already. Am I allowed to ask my question? Okay. This seems quite elaborate, this deity worship. So I was just asking, how is it more elaborate? What does deity worship look like in Dwarapa Yuga?
Actually, I don't have the past life remembrances, so I don't know how it is in Dwapar Yuga. Maybe I was in Dwapar Yuga, but I don't have that remembrance, so I don't know actually how the Dwapar Yuga was elaborate. But for sure, it is being said that Dwapar Yuga, the main means of attaining Krishna is like deity worship. And the mental and physical abilities of Dwapar, of people residing in Dwapar Yuga was much more than us. So, from us, this may seem very elaborate. But what is elaborate for us people in this Kali Yuga and what is elaborate for people in the Dwapar Yuga is a gulf of difference. So for us, definitely this may seem like a very elaborate and like that. So we might be wondering, okay, what more elaborate worship would have been in Dwapar Yuga? So that's a, like, a, so that's, that, that question is coming simply out of amazement. Like, okay, like what, so, but sure, but for sure it would be more elaborate. For example, we get discussions from the, we get to hear from Srila Prabhupada that there was like a pure ghee being used in the deity services. And for example, and for a particular kshetra, that deity was supposed to be the king. The remnants of that civilization are sometimes found in Jaipur or Jagannath Puri, like where the in Jaipur, like the Govind Dev was considered to be the king of the Jaipur. And the other kings who were there, Jai Singh, Man Singh and like those, they were like serving, or whoever the kings were there, they were serving on the behalf of that deities. So a glimpse of that can be seen, that how much elaborated it can be. Yeah. So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Of course, the class is over, and if anyone wants to go for the prasadam, they can go. And yeah.
I just have two comments. One on the deity worship and how it differs in Dwarapa Yuga. Like, just to give an example, an idea. Like, for, it's more opulent and more elaborate in the sense like that the eyes of the deities would be made out of, like, jewels and rubies and yeah. things like that, where it's just all marble. And also, I believe that the arati in worship would be going on constantly. It's not like there would be aratis throughout the day. It would just be going constantly.
Yeah.
So just to give, like, an idea like that.
Yeah. For example, there was so much land on the name of the deities. Like, the lands were there on the name of the deities. Cows were there in the name of the deities. So much gold and silver was there on the name of the deities. Like that.
And also one...
And to comment further upon this, it would be go beyond the jurisdiction because we want to be authentic and like not speculate much. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
And yeah, and comment on what Prabhu was saying earlier. We should aspire to be the devotees that we want to see. There's not much point in just like finding fault and like for example, say if you see something that needs doing, it's not going to get done if you just say, oh, this person hasn't done it. It's better, higher class to just then see something that's doing. Okay, let me do it then. Yeah, so, yeah, like that.
Yeah. Be the change what you want to be. any other question or comment? I think there. Microphone here.
Sorry, Hare Krishna. You mentioned that we can still stay focused ourselves even if we're in an environment that isn't very conducive. Well, you mentioned devotees, but let's just say, yeah. So how can we do that? Do you have any suggestions, maybe?
Actually, like, I would repeat that same suggestion which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Like Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami were two different incidents. I am combining into one. They both, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami were giving letters to the Nawab, to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we are serving Nawab Hussain Shah. He is a demoniac king. And we want to join your movement. And the same way Raghunath Das Goswami expresses intensity when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you go back to your home, you marry, and you be a pound and shilling man. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's answer was to both the things that just like a woman has a paramour, has an outside extramarital affair, so then she would do all his homework, whatever work is needed in the home, very carefully, so that nobody comes to know that she is having an affair. Same way we should give our heart to Krishna, and in the same way, when we give our heart, then naturally the focus comes. This is one thing, when we are in the environment which is not very much focused, still we can be focused. Like always thinking about Krishna, and like how I can serve the Krishna. And the same way, like Mahaprabhu said, to Raghunath Das Goswami, that you can be outside the pounds and shilling man, and you can be like, do all the whatever is needed to be done. But inside you cultivate this intensity. So when we are in that environment, where it is like, where the Krishna is not in center, then in that environment, we have to be formal, but we do not give our heart to them, heart to that environment. We do not give our heart to whatever is being discussed there. And some devotees say like that, for example, Anuttama Prabhu or Rukmini Mataji, somebody said that whenever you hear like a devotee criticizing another devotee, then just say, I have to go to washroom. And then nobody can actually doubt that, or nobody is coming behind you to check whether you are actually going to the washroom or not. But anyways, just skip out of that situation. So one thing is environment is not very much focused, and one thing is that environment is detrimental. So when the environment is detrimental, so we can always go from there, okay, I have some urgent work to do, or I have to go to washroom or somewhere like that. And when the environment is, okay, not very much focused, then we can just remember Krishna, don't give the heart to that. This is a passing world. Things will change, the topic of discussion will change. We need not give our that much heart to this passing world. Raghunath Das Goswami writes in his Mana Shiksha that this Asat Varta, this Prajalpa, he compared it to a prostitute. For example, we are cultivating this jewel of love, jewel of love for Krishna. So this is like a jewel of love in our heart, which we are cultivating. And then a prostitute comes and she steals away this jewel. So that is how Raghunath Das Goswami is comparing Asad Varta Prajalpa to. So that much it's detrimental to the devotional service. Like that. So we can stay focused by giving our heart to that. Does it help? Anything else? Okay. So we are all set for breakfast. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.